Hey guys, let's wait just about a few minutes if you can. Share the link to your friends, retweet the post, and let's wait a little bit that people show up, okay? We'll start in a few minutes. One minute. Okay, no moments. I think we already can start. I'm, to be honest, already tired from this music, and I'm so excited to talk with all of you guys. Yeah, I think it's not a lot of people right now here, but who cares, you know, we will still have a great chat. This is Spain, so we're recording, and I'm so excited to talk with you. And first, I want to just say a few words about Spots, And this is a platform ecosystem would help to musician have a strong connection with their community. Spots already has their launch platform and also site where you can work with your audience. You will suppose focusing on Web3 and on Web2 artists, creators, which is amazing. And yeah, just follow Spots, check it out. I know you will love it. So yeah, again, this is the weekly space with Spots. This space about music, with this space about thoughts about music, and just talk with you musicians. And today we have a PowerPoint Acutech, Brenna, and thank you for joining everyone here. Yeah, I just miss you, by the way. I've never talked with Acutech. I don't know why, but I know Brenna, I know PowerPoint, and we had an amazing space just a few days ago, and right now we're here again. And yeah, which is so amazing. So yeah, I want to start space that you a little bit introduce yourself to new audience, to the people who will listen this recording. And I want to start from Acutech. I'm sorry if I pronounce your name not right, because my English is not too good.
No, that's correct.
Oh my God, this that's is right. Amazing.
Hello, hey everyone. Yeah. Thanks for inviting me up. It's good to come and speak to everyone. So I'm Acutech. My name's Duncan. I'm a producer DJ from Scotland. So it's it's good to come up and speak to everyone and get to know everyone more.
Thank you. You're from Scotland? I thought that you're from UK.
Well, yeah, kind of same thing. I mean, it's Scotland and the UK technically.
But, oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm up. Oh, it's all right. I'm up north. But I would say I was Scottish, not British. But that's maybe just a Scottish thing.
I'm sorry. I can't understand that. I sound a little bit stupid because I don't know the geography, I guess. I thought that my knowledge in geography is so good, but I apparently not.
Okay. That's okay. That's all good.
Yes. I think that you've made a song with Vivid Dreams, right?
What was that, sorry?
You have a collaboration with Vivid Dreams, right?
Yes, yeah, that's right. We had a song out at the moment, Sunset Serenade, and it was quite fun working with him on that, kind of merging two worlds of putting kind of saxophone with techno was really cool. It was good fun collaborating with him on that, and yeah, it was good to drop it. A long time in the works, so I'm glad we got the song out there.
Yeah, that's so cool. I want that you tell us a little bit more about this project, but it will be a little bit later if you don't mind. And right now, I just want that Paul Say, Introduce Himself, Dreep, Hertz, and Brenna. And Paul, can you introduce yourself a little bit more for the new audience, please?
Yes, I absolutely can. Yo, 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 GMGN. It's nighttime in London now. Well, it's getting there. It's just pitch black dark, basically, because we're winter season. But yeah, shout out to Accutech, repping Scotland EDM. Love that, man. Shout out to everyone on stage, Dripheads, and is it Brenna? I think it's Brenna, but I can't quite read the script that you've got there. I'll get there. Big up Seiko. Hope you're having a blessed afternoon. What time was it where you are, quickly?
It is 8 p.m.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're into the evening as well. Good stuff. Yeah, I'm a music producer, spoken word artist, turned music producer from London. It's all popping off, basically. Last 12 months, I've been, you know, sort of making tunes on my own, which is great to do that. But now I've decided, you know what, I'm going to start releasing some of the archive. And I put a tune out on a website called sound.xyz. So I'll put a little tune out there. But there's so much to come for 2024. So yeah, excited to see what's going to unveil in January. We're only like, how many days in are we? We're like 12 days in. I'm raring to go, I'm telling you.
Oh yeah, I think that 2024 will be amazing, to be honest. Right now I'm a little bit tired from this few days, in January, but I think that 2024 will be so good year for Web3 and for all of us, like producers, music creators. I don't know why, I'm just feeling that. And yeah, thank you for introducing. I've heard your song in your space, and after I've checked it out on the sound, and this is amazing. Yeah, this is great. And that's why I love internet, that you can meet people like from different countries and be in one vibe and one mindset and one thing. What are you doing? This is greatest things. The community, because, you know, I'm just so talented at home. And don't go anywhere, because I think maybe I'm an internet person. I just found my people in the internet, and I'm right now here, and I'm feeling so cool. But here in real life, I can't find people who will understand me like you are, guys. So yeah, this is amazing.
We understand you.
My dream is traveling everywhere and meet everybody from every person who I know in Web3, you know, like literally go to London, go to UK, go to, I don't know, Switzerland, go to Spain, and go to US maybe someday. This is amazing. Maybe it's some consciousness, like, you know, I'm just sitting at home because I'm getting ready for the new trips and new meetings, new friends and everything. Like, you know, I'm spending my time for a future. Can I say that? Is it sounds correct or not? I even don't know. But I think that you understand what I'm talking about. Brenna, hello. I see that you're traveling a lot. Brenna from US. Brenna is sound producer. Okay, just let us a little bit more about you, Brenna, please. We already had work in some club with Brenna.
Just a little bit. I don't know if you guys can hear me. I'm Psycho keeps cutting out a little bit. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Do you hear me? We hear you, Brenna. Brenna, do you hear me, guys?
Yeah, I can hear you, and I heard Brenna briefly there, and then she cut out again.
Okay. Maybe she has some problems with internet, because I've seen that she was a listener. At first, she was a speaker. Brenna, hey, do you hear us?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Okay, apparently something happened with internet. I don't know what. Brenna, maybe you gotta become a listener or leave space and then come back. Okay, I see. Well, it's X, maybe, probably in the last space we had the same issue with it. And she is a musician. I bet she is a producer too. I want that she share introduce herself by her own because maybe I don't know her a lot. So yeah, Brenna, we can hear you. Do you hear us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Amazing. Yeah, amazing. Right now we hear you. Can you introduce yourself? Because
I can't hear you again.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. I guess I'm just gonna talk. Hopefully you guys can hear me. Yeah, I am a musician.
Oh, she's dropping out for me, Brenna. I can't hear you if you can hear me. I can't hear you.
I thought it's me who has a problem with internet. Okay, let me text her a little quick. Yeah, something happened with internet, and well, what we can do. So okay, if Brenna not here, I want to just give some words to Drip Heads. We also had an awesome space the last space he've been there with his wifey, and can you, Drip Heads, introduce yourself, please? What are you doing? You're doing a great project. They have a music school, which is so cool, and I want that more people know about it. So can you please tell us about that a little bit?
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's going on, Queen? How you doing today, Sicko? Paul, what's up, fam? Hey, everybody, we got to keep on moving and keep on pushing. Celebrate everything from your smallest win to your biggest win daily. You can't necessarily rely on others to celebrate you. You got to celebrate yourself. I want to say that first. Get that off your chest, and it's all love. But me and my wife, Mahogany the Artist, we own Sound XYZ. Also, our son Cedric, No Worries. My brothers, bringing my daughter. We bringing the fam. I'm out of Dallas, Texas. Hailing from Dallas, Texas. So it's that down south southern love coming at you right here real quick. And you know, right now I'm working on this project of, you know, the series Script DeLorean, if y'all haven't heard about it yet or seen it on your timeline. It's gonna be a five part series to start off with. It's gonna be a continuation, but y'all should tap into that. As well, as far as the music school, it's called Jazz Because. Why? Jazz Because. And what people don't understand, like, jazz music is one of the foundations of just music, period. And it's just not all about smooth contemporary jazz or anything. Jazz is about improvisation. You know what I'm saying? It's about that vibe and that feeling that you get when you pick up your instrument or you get on that mic and you just let it go. You just, you know what I'm saying? You just vibe out. You just, you know, so that's what jazz is all about. It's about improvisation, and it's built off of a lot of things than just what you would consider oh that's jazz. No, R&B, rock, so a lot of different things foundated from jazz. So that was my wife, creation. She created this a long time ago. We're actually in 9 years of being in service, and we're going to bring it to the blockchain and to provide a little bit more transparency and to be able to do a lot more work with others, not just in our community, and hopefully help build other communities and as well support and bring a strengthening to especially on the Web3 side, because there's a lot of artists, you know, and there's a lot of artists and there's a lot of people that want to use their creative skills and their artistry that they never been able to utilize. Now they have tools to help them amplify and put that together. But then as well, you got to understand with anything, that's why there is some device, some discourse every now and then between what we would say so-called true artists that have been forming their craft from since they was born, rather than it's been an artist that, you know, maybe they're, you know, in their mid-20s, just decided to, they love music and they feel the vibe and they like, okay, some technology out here that'll help my voice sound a little bit better. There's some technology out here where I can make a nice beat or whatnot. Let me try my hand into it. And then get stuck with that creativeness and the creativity because it's not innately there. So collaborations and things are good. And also, but as well, if you're gonna singing, then vocal training is always a plus. Never think that you're too much or too over that where you don't need vocal training or can strengthen your voice and to be able to know and hold your key and things like that. So, I mean, yeah, those are the type of things that we're going to offer. So my wife, we do, she teaches piano, vocal lessons. We have musicians for all, any instrument that you want to play. We do virtual, of course. And eventually we're going to be pushing that out and hope everybody tap in. I can get long winded, so I'm going to be quiet right now. Peace to everybody. We in here.
Yo, thank you. Thank you. I agree with you. And I love your introduction. And I remember we had a chat with you and your wife in the last space, which wasn't amazing. And we had a chat about music school. We had this topic like in the past, it's ruined the motivation for the kids who've been in the school just doing music more and more and more because, you know, there were teachers and everything. But right now it's not like this at all, and that you doing with your wife here, this is amazing, really. And I wanted to add something about jazz, and I love jazz. I started to listen jazz when I was 16 years old, and to be honest, the jazz, this is one of the favorite genres in music, because with jazz I really can hear this feelings and emotions, you know, people share it and I really believe in their story, what they are singing in this song. They just show their feelings with their voice, their moves, this instrumental, and this is amazing. And jazz, my favorite. I think that a lot of people don't understand jazz, but I don't understand why they don't feel it, you know, because for me jazz is the most beautiful the genre what being in the world, because people with strong voices and these musicians who play different instruments also show their power, you know, and you listen to that and you have goosebumps on all of your body. So this is so cool, and I really really love what you're doing, guys. And yeah, I appreciate that you guys joined our space. I'm very happy. Every Friday I'm so excited about a talk, you know, because I want to know something new. I want to talk about music, about everything. And I really appreciate that you joined the space and have a chat with me, which is amazing. So yeah, and I see Brenna's here. Brenna, do you hear us? Yeah, good. Awesome. Finally. Yeah, can you introduce yourself? Please tell us about yourself. What are you doing? Where are you moving? Everything. Because I'm just following you and I see how you're going from one country to another country, and also you're busy in music. You do something and this is so motivated, you know. It's just my dream, just traveling everywhere like you and do the job what you love and just enjoy this life, literally. Can you just please tell us your experience and what are you doing? Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Seiko, for that intro. And sorry about the technical difficulties. I think we're good now. Fingers crossed. I've been traveling. I guess I'll start there. I've been traveling for like the last 4 months. Now going to be 5 months at the end of January. And I've just been going throughout Europe, and now I'm in the UK, Scotland, actually. I told Architech about this a couple weeks ago, but in Edinburgh, and I'm going to be out here until the end of the month. And on that jazz note, I have actually, jazz has been kind of one of the main styles of live music that I've been going to while traveling, and it's really beautiful to see. Like I went to a jazz open mic in Greece and Italy, And then, you know, here in the UK, and it's just like, it is very foundational. And I feel like I've just learned so much, not only being able to listen to the jazz players, but being able to even, you know, the jazz players in Italy, I was able to, you know, jump in and do some off the top vocals and just feel it. And man, it just teaches you so much, especially if you're just, you know, even if you can't necessarily perform with jazz instrumentalists, just being able to listen and feel it. And the way that instruments just, like, conversate with each other, it's just, man, it's so crazy. It's super inspiring. So definitely resonate with that. And super cool project which you guys got going on. Definitely keep pushing, like you said. Appreciate that affirmation for sure. And, you can, I guess you can check out my music. I have a pinned tweet on my profile. Check out that song. That's, like, literally one of my most recent recordings. As I'm exploring throughout this travel process, just been really soaking up all the different sounds. I'm not, creating too much, but more so just, like, exploring, making it a very, you know, sit back and watch, learn, and absorb experience, and then being able to take what I learn. And, like, I'm definitely focusing on locking in on an album with some instrumentalists out in Austin, Texas, and really stepping into my next phase of just music creation. It's been a long time coming. I mean, I've only been making my own music for 4 years, but have always been a singer, literally always had melodies going on in my head 24/7. And just for some reason, I just thought everyone did. Eventually, I was like, okay, yeah, not everyone does, but everyone does have a song, though. That's true. But musicians are people who, like, choose to explore and discover their sound on a deeper level. But anyway, that's a tangent. And yeah, I am also going to be in South by Southwest in March, putting on UniFest #2. I'm really, really excited about that. Going to be performing and also showcasing local artists out in Austin, Texas as well. So yeah, just really, you know, y'all already know the year is coming. We got a lot of goals, but ultimately you just take it as it comes and you do your best. And yeah, I'm just thankful to be here and be able to share space with everybody. And yeah, thanks for listening.
Yay, thank you so much. Oh, girl, you so inspired me, for real. You're just a motivator speaker, like every speaker who is in this space, for real, guys.
Oh, shoot, I can't hear you, psycho.
Oh, my God. Anybody can hear me? Anybody can hear me?
I can hear both. I can hear you. Which is, we could be intermediaries, me and Akitek.
Guys, what happened to the UK and Scotland with your internet? Excuse me, why it doesn't work at all?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. It's Scottish internet.
Sorry, go on.
It could be Bree. I think she's coming back up. I think she's going down.
Yeah. All right, good.
Oh my God, over time something happened with X and with internet. But okay, this is the part of internet life in Web 3 and Web 2 and everything. So yeah, what I want to just to say, like, this is amazing. This is really amazing that we're doing, and we are all musicians and we're creating cool stuff. And I just wanted to ask you guys the question, like, what is music for you? Like, literally, for me, music, it's it's me. And I started to do that because I really love it. And I've never think that, like, I will be a musician, I have a performance, you know. I've never thought that I will be a producer even. I was just start to make it because I love really singing and I love play guitar, and I was so, so excited to learn how to do that and express my feelings through this songs, through everything, you know. How did you start to make music? Like, what is music for you? What is music for you? This question. And yeah, if you're ready, you can just start to speak. You don't need to up your hand or something like that. If you're ready, you already can share your feelings, experience, and everything. So yeah, the question is, what is music for you? Why are you doing that?
Let's go in order. Architect, well, let's go in order. What are you saying?
Yeah, I'll go. I mean, music for me, it's something that I've just always done. I had a really small Yamaha keyboard when I was like 6. I got it for Christmas one year, and I remember playing on it. And it was one of those keyboards that had the button that you could kind of press, and it would make this sort of like breakbeat kind of style thing, and it would say like DJ, DJ. And I don't know whether that put something subconsciously in the back of my head when I was 6, but I started playing Dex when I was like 15, and I'm in my 30s now, so I've been making music and playing music for, you know, half my life in a sense. So it's just always been something I've done. I've just kind of never looked back. Once I started picking up records, I've just continued with it. It's good fun. I love it. And yeah, glad that I stuck with it.
That's so cool. That's so cool. So you also started to make music, not just money, like, you know, the rappers trying to do that right now. Oh, I see, like, I know a lot of people, this is the rappers, and they're looking for Lil Uzi Vert or XXXTentacion or somebody else, and they're thinking, oh my god, these guys are so rich, I want to make music to earn money. And yeah, and but you also didn't start to do that because of money, which is so cool. And
no.
I think it's your passion also. And can you say that you also share your feelings and emotion and yourself with people through your music?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a lot of when I sit down in the studio, a lot of what I end up making is how I feel at that time. You know, I seem to, it's almost like a form of therapy sometimes. If there's something going on, even if just to distract me, I'll go and I'll sit in the studio, and if I'm feeling quite energetic, it'll end up being something quite energetic and ravey, and, you know, there's loads of energy in it. But if I'm feeling a bit more sad and a bit more burnt out, then sometimes it'll be a lot slower and a lot more mellow. So it's good to put that kind of feelings into music, in a sense. And if that conveys to people on the dance floor, then that's great. Job done. I'm happy with that. I never got into this to make money or do anything like that. You know, I just started by playing records with my friends, and that was the passion, and I've tried to keep that, and that's still there to this day. I love playing music with my friends, having a room full of people dancing about and enjoying themselves. That's where it's at for me.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Yes, when I started to do that, I also just, I don't know, you don't have it probably in Europe, or maybe you have, like, you know, when you're just meeting with all your friends and musicians in one flat and one apartment and start to play guitar, start to play some, it's called jam. Okay, it's called the jam. And mm-hmm. You just being in this atmosphere and just meeting new people and just enjoying all this process. Yeah, I also started from that, and it's this my passion and love to music bring me to this stage where I am right now. So I am a producer. Wow. And sometimes I'm thinking that I produce some music and thinking, oh my god, it's really me. Like, I've did it. Did I do that? This kind of cool, you know. And yeah, this is amazing. And also, I just wanted to say, like, you said that when you feeling sad or emotional, something like emotional, you go into a studio and start to make music. I feel the same, you know. I can't share, to be honest, my feelings to everybody. You know, sometimes over time, just it looks like a happy girl, you know, but through some of my songs you can understand that I'm not. And when I'm feeling sad, I'm just going to my studio, home studio, just turn on microphone, turn on just open the Ableton, start to make something, and it just in this moment happens some magic. I will just share all my feelings, problems, worries, and or happiness, you know, to the music, and people can hear that. That's how I'm sharing with my soul to the people, which is amazing. So yeah, thank you for sharing, Architect Paupo. And what about you?
Yeah. So the question is, what is music to me, right? So I'm kind of, so I probably spent the last decade working on open mic for storytellers, and that came out of not and the lack of the sheer lack of having a community because I moved back to London. So that was a kind of like a how shall I say, a lack of creative outlet. But then, you know, I have been in the background, have been making music since probably the same as Architect, like just jumped on a piece of software when I was like 16 and have a super strong music background as a kid growing up, like as a young'un. But someone just kind of threw me back in the day, the internet was kind of more of a wild place than it is now, if you can believe that. So obviously, you know, like, you know, software was like the number one thing that you get free, right? So obviously, yeah, like the software is just, it's just how it was. And we would just make beats, like, you know, on Fruit Loops, and I'm still on Fruit Loops, and, you know, I love it so much. It's like my number one piece of go-to software. And so I started making stuff, you know, just to share it amongst friends and just to kind of get them like vibing and stuff. But then it kind of occurred to me that I've just, through, like, you know, through the lack of a creative outlet and COVID and just, you know, nonsense and stuff happening in the world and all this, I realized, wow, music is missing, and then I now relate to music as like a part of my sort of love language. It's the base of, like, you know, our expression, right? So you can hear the sound of my voice right now, and I can attenuate and I can enunciate, and, you know, there's different sort of pitch and tone and timbres in what we're saying. You know, music really is the sort of the fundamental building block of how we're going to communicate. And you kind of know when something's genuine, and you kind of know when, you know, someone's sort of pulling your leg a little bit. So music for me is kind of that love language where it's just not going to lie to you. You know, we were talking about that a second ago. It's going to make you feel like, you know, someone's pure emotion. And there's so much rawness to that. There's like anarchy, there's chaos, there's beauty, there's like, yeah, it's just all happening. And yeah, it's, I'm kind of just, you know, diving into that. And, you know, off the back of just the sort of poetry stuff that I've done, I've sort of, started a community interest company a couple of years back. It's called Chocolate Poetry Club. So we just kind of, you know, we've always had a chocolate supplier to give us chocolates to sort of give away for free. So that's nice. People can come, share stories, whatever. But it started to turn into a music community, which was absolutely phenomenal. And then COVID came in, and I'm probably our best year. So yeah, just kind of building traction back up. So yeah, blessed to be connected with everyone. We've got like lots of places represented. I know Driphead's from, did you say Texas? Driphead from Texas, which is dope. Architect in Scotland, which is dope. I think Brenna's in UK right now. So yeah, this technology is bringing us all together, and music. So yeah, bless up to that.
Yay, exactly. That's what I said. And this is amazing. I'm really happy that I'm living this time. Some not good things happen right now, you know, but still we have a technology that can connect us, and we can grow up like that and meet it in real life. Oh, I just wanted to say just short story about, like, I'm in Web3, and I know one NFT creator here, and she's also from Russia, and soon I will go to the trip, and she lives in the Moscow, you know, and I've just texted her, la la la, hey, how are you in Moscow? And she said, yeah, and we're gonna meet in the 3rd of January in the Moscow, and we will not be already internet friends, we will already real friends. So I just wanted to share this story, and this is amazing how with internet we can find our literal friends and love, maybe, you know, and everything, to be honest, everything. Because I don't know how people live without internet. Like, I understand, but still, maybe it was a little bit hard because your area wasn't too open, that to connect with somebody from the other country, you're gonna go to this country and to have a chat, meet in real, and then you could start to work. But right now with internet, you literally can chat to somebody, and if it will be interested to the person, you will connect, and this is amazing. So yeah, thank you for sharing, and definitely music is a love language. I over time making music about a love, sad songs, happy songs, and sometimes I'm thinking like, oh my god, will it be interesting for people over time hear the same topic on my songs, you know? But in the other moment, I think but it's still different, you know, different vibes, different emotions, different feelings, and I just keep going. I'm just doing music like I'm feeling, and I think it's the right way how you can express yourself. If you feel feeling this way, you make a song about this. If you're feeling the other way, just make about this, and you don't need to think a lot maybe about a what's the topic you gotta use for this song, you know? Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm not right, maybe I'm wrong, you know? But I'm just doing how I'm feeling. And yeah, I just love music. Music is literally me. As I said before, like, I've never thought that I will do music at all. And sometimes when I look back on my, like, 2 years ago, like about 3 years ago, I even didn't know about how to produce music. And right now I'm already artist and music producer who can do everything by my own, which is amazing. And yeah, I'm really grateful to the technologies, to the people who's around me, people who support me that I'm doing music. And this is also so important. If you have your community, you have people who understand you, and you have people who give you some feedback for stuff, this motivates you to growing up. You understand that you're doing everything right, you know, and you just keep going and share yourself. And yeah, this is definitely amazing. So yeah, thanks PowerPoint for thoughts that you share with yourself. And yeah, Dribheads, I want to ask you about, what is music for you? Like, why you decided to make a music school? Like, what is music for you?
Well, one thing, sure, I don't think I decided much to start off with. Music is, you know, sound, frequency, period. You know, is the foundation of creation. you know what I'm saying? So even as we speak right now with the words, it's only like we got the alphabet and things like that to help us put our mouths and our tongue and our larynx in a certain position and way and sound, so we can produce a sound that everybody understands and able to vibe with. So I come from, you know, Michael Jackson, you know, as a young cat. I wanted to be a singer and a dancer. I thought I was a little Mike, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to be Michael Jackson. I wanted to be a singer. But of course, I guess I couldn't hold a note like that. So, but I was able to work with, you know what I'm saying, words. I've always been, you know, I've been coming out the dome freestyling since like the age of like 9. You know, like 8 or 9 years old. My mom, she was, you know, she was an aspiring singer. She had a pretty cool voice. I don't think she had like a great voice or anything like that or whatnot to where, but she did have some insiders, and I was able to just hone, you know, she encouraged me. So as a youngster, she encouraged me. So when hip hop, you know, hip hop came in, it was like, okay, we got Michael Jackson, we got Funkadelic, we got all this, you know what I'm saying? That's where I started at. And then hip hop, bam, bust you upside the head with the hip hop. And so fell in love with that, and just always, you know, been in it and with it. My wife, she's been doing music. She had her own production set up since she was 11. Since she was 11 years old, she's been singing and producing for others, you know. I don't know 11, if y'all know. Yes,
at 11, she also already produced and music.
Yes, ma'am. Producing, writing.
Oh my god. Ooh.
Now I can't say for me. Now I had, you know, a little bit, but my wife have. She's literally lived off of made a living off of being an artist, so to speak, like, for, you know, me and my wife, like 30 years plus. But her most definitely, like, you know, because she gig and she, you know, do things like that or whatnot. So as far as being an artist and, you know, musician and making, you know what I'm saying, sustaining your livelihood with your talent and your music, I can say that my wife she has pretty much, you know what I'm saying, done that. And she started the school like 9 years ago. She came up with that. So we're celebrating 9 years of Shine with that. But music is universal. It's a universal thing. And see, what the best thing about it is that every single person is its own pitch and tuning fork. It's able to grab a hold to the sounds and frequencies and mesh them and put them together in special ways that only one person, one perspective and angle can do. You know what I'm saying? And so if we come to realization of that and not, okay, what's hot? What's out here hot right now? Okay, now certain sounds and frequencies and stuff, they work and they vibe, and what's hot and what makes things a trend and what's hot, because it's a lot of the energy out there and everybody is vibrating with it and everybody is picking up on it. What you have to do is push your vibration out there, just like how we are, like everybody right here within this space right now, we vibrate on a similar frequency. That's why we are conjoined and we're collected together. That's with anything. Now, nature shows us this, just regular nature and the Most High Creator itself, just with cells. If you break things down to the foundation of cells and things like that, you can break music down the same way, to the hi-hat, to the bass drum, to the, which all plays a part in making the whole, you know, the whole, what I want to say, nucleus or whatnot that sprouts another one. So within creation, you know, we get inspired, right? So when you listen to music, Gotta Keep Moving or something like that, Gotta Keep Going, that inspired me. So what that does, when you get inspired, you know what that does? That creates a baby. That creates an atom. That creates a spark of thought process that adds on to what you have received. So, I can get on with it. I don't know what we're going to go on here. I'm just going to just be quiet. I love everybody here in the building. Appreciate it. One thing. It's only like five people done reposted space, and we have more than that. We've been having more than that. Man, repost the space. Don't be bougie with your timeline. I think I'm following everybody here. Be grateful that someone want to follow your ass. Follow them back, and so we can keep up and see what's going on with each other. If you want support, you got to going on. I didn't know what was going on with Bri at first, but now once I've tapped in, I followed her, shared the music. So let's go.
Yes, let's go. No, thank you for your speech. It's really motivated. I was just sitting and listening to you. I think that everybody here just sitting and listening what you're saying about, what you're talking about, because it's really inspired. Like, you know, when you hear the story and experience from the other person who've been in music, and it can inspire the new artists to growing up, and maybe we can help to somebody to follow their way, you know. Because when I've been when I've been 20, right now I'm 27, I didn't know like what I gotta do, because I wanted to make music, but nobody's understand me and nobody could support me with it, because they didn't understand that what I'm doing, why I'm doing this. And this is so cool that we are talking right now about music here, because we really can help somebody to follow their way and don't have any doubts about their passion, you know, where are they going. And this is amazing. Yeah, Drew Heads, go ahead.
Look here, Queen, let me say this. You need to stop saying people don't understand you. Because obviously, how many people have been? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's at least about 10 people in here that does. So we focus on that. It's cool to reach 1 million people, right? We want to reach 1 million people so we can harness that energy, right? We want the attention of 1 million people. But if you deal with the first 10 that harness that and utilize that, that's going to get you a lot further than, okay, we got 1 million people streaming. I got 1 million people streaming me. But only 10 people is actually picking up and buying my my stuff. That's who you fool with. We ain't worrying about, you know what I'm saying? Like, stop saying it. We let's not put that out in the atmosphere no more, because people do feel no. you just gotta, all we have to do is just stay consistent, and what's for us is for us. What's going to congregate is going to congregate, because like energy forms it, like energy. That's why you have so many different pockets of different things. You can get on the internet right now and find a group for people that like cats with glitter sweaters on. And they gotta be cats with glitter sweaters. That's it. But you're gonna find a pocket of energy. You're gonna find people that resonate with that.
Wait.
You feel me?
Yes, of course. But I've told you, like, I felt just about 7 years ago when I was thinking, like, oh my God, what happened? Nobody's in their same, and la la la, you know? Right now, my mind is changing. And I know the people who with me, and I understand that I'm not alone. And I'm definitely that I found these people, and I understand some things, you know? That's because right now I'm here because I know that I have people who with me and who have the same mind of thinking like me, and which is amazing. That's why we're doing the spaces here and talking about music, that maybe we can have other people to understand that they are not alone, you know? My way of thinking is like, I agree with you, totally. We don't need to put this energy, but I'll just explain you my thoughts, what I had 10 years ago, and I feel terrible because nobody's understand me when I've been 20 years old. But right now I'm here. I have my friends, I have my co-workers, I have the people who's around me, and this is so beautiful. That's what I wanted to say. Yeah, thank you, Drip Heads. Yeah, Paul Point, go ahead.
Yeah, only a quick point from me. I just want to say, yeah, always shouting out to Cup Half Full Energy, and yeah, words are super powerful. So what you say, you manifest. So yeah, like, you know, let's keep it on that thread. Like, you know, there's anything wrong, Seiko, but yeah, like, shout out to like words creating things, and Cup Half Full Energy, like, and everyone in the building right now who's spent their time, you know, to be here to listen. So yeah, shout out to you guys, man. This is going to be a really, really special year.
Yes, what you're thinking about and talking about, that you're manifesting. And I over time saying, like, for example, to somebody, if they're thinking, oh, everything is bad, world is cruel, I can't do anything. You don't need to say like that. You can do everything, you know? When I meet some person or my friends started to talking about that, I said, no, stop to saying that. Don't bring this energy and don't bring these things to your life, because you can do everything in this world. You can do everything. You can reach out every goal what you have. You can do music, you can be a creator, you can go, what's in your head, it can happen with you. And if you will think in a positive way, the positive things will happen with you. If you will think in a bad way, the bad things will happen with you. I don't know how does it work, but it is work. When I've just had a meditation when I've been in the traveling, I've been in the mountains, and I've had meditation there. I didn't have any social medias. I didn't use any social medias there. There was only me and nature, and I was sitting and thinking about, like, everything what happened in my life. And in this moment, I just understood how I'm grateful for all these things what I have in my life, you know, because you from the some bad things, I can't say bad, but it's some things what you don't like in the same time, you just learning and improving yourself. And I'm also so grateful for what I have right now and for good things, because it's amazing. I even don't have a word to say a lot about this topic, but for real, what you're thinking, how you're speaking, that's what happen with you. And
I just want to add one thing, see, and this is for all of us, this is for just anybody, and but mainly for you as well. Just like when that feeling of nobody understands me or what. One thing we got to take accountability of is, do we understand ourselves? Do we know what the fuck? Do we understand us first? Because you can't relate Can't nobody understand you unless you understand yourself or know what you're trying to present or who you are and your purpose. And so since you've gotten older and since we've all gotten older, we've figured out our purpose. We know more of ourselves so we can share more of ourselves so people can understand more.
Yes, definitely. Great words. Yeah, maybe you don't understand who you are really and you want that somebody understand you. Yes. Yeah, maybe I wasn't ready for that because I didn't understand myself, you know, and I wanted that the whole world will be with me and they try to think like me, but we are all different people.
That's everybody.
Huh?
That's everybody. That's all of us. We ain't no different from you.
Yeah, so... this is amazing. How does it work? And I wanted to say, like, you know, can you agree that music is literally influence on you, on your way of thinking, on your life? Can you agree with it? Yeah, I see the 100%. Yes. And, why a lot of people, how to say that? The commercial music, what we hear right now, it's about drugs, sex, and some bad things. Why the artist who is in a commerce, they don't do a happy music? Interesting. Because it's really influenced all people who will listen to that.
Well, that's the frequency. That's the frequency that's put out. That's the energy that's put out. Chaos, distortion. I mean, you got to understand that mainstream music is pushed up under a distorted frequency. That's what it's all about. And then as well, like we say, you know, speaking things into existence. So if you're constantly hearing music in your subconscious mind of killing, stealing, do drugs, do this, do that, and you're not hearing or not feeding what you are, what you consume. So if you consuming a lot of that, eventually that's all you're going to be tied into. Your neuropeptides is going to be tied into drama, negative and negative chaotic things, you know. So it's like this. If you smile, if everybody just smile right now, like even make put their faces in the smiling motion, watch how you naturally get uplifted. If you just everybody try it. You feel that inside you that you are, it lifts you up just by doing the act. If you frown, it's the same thing. Your body produces a chemical called neuropeptides that if you continue to participate in things that make you smile, you're going to create a neuropeptide that you'll become addicted to attract you to that. And vice versa, likewise. So people that you know that are attracted to drama and attracted to certain things and chaos, look at the things they consume. I guarantee you they're listening to the music that you're saying that you're talking about. The people that are on the other spectrum, check out the music they consume. I guarantee you they're probably listening to, you know what I'm saying, I want to be happy, you know what I'm saying, or whatnot. So... that's just one tidbit.
Yes, definitely. I don't know. I'm just see the person who listening music about sad music. You know, they're sad inside, and I want to explain them this thing that music literally influencing you, and maybe you're feeling bad, sad, and everything because you listen to this music, and I want to help them and change them, but I don't think could I do that or not, or maybe it's the choice of the person. But I'm really trying to bring the happiness to everybody and maybe motivate them somehow with my music and with my way, with my experience, what I have, you know, because I'm literally didn't know what to do when I've been young and I was lost. And right now I think that I have a power to influence on somebody and help just even one person, you know, to bring them that they understand how it's going in this world, what happened, or how does it influence, and everything. So yeah, I wish everybody love, and that you just feel the happiness and be happy and healthy, because really when you know these people who sometimes are thinking or trying to be spend their nerves for nothing, and it's feels bad in their body, and the only one way how I can help them is through my music, through my lyrics, maybe through myself. Yeah, really, I wanna that everybody just feel love, happiness, and be healthy and happy. So this is maybe my mission, I don't know, to make a music. That's why maybe I make a music. So I don't know. And I just wanted to say hi, Crypto Beat Radio. Hey, what's up? We're talking about music here. Yeah, just I'm so happy that you joined to the conversation. Do you have anything to say about it? Yay. I was good. How are you?
What's really going on? Good morning. I hope everybody had their breakfast. I hope everybody took their wake and bake shake. You feel? You know, I'm just tapping in Crypto Beat Radio, home of the NFT musicians. So if you're an NFT musician, holla at me. Get your music in rotation on Crypto Beats Radio Station. And, you know, I'm just trying to collab, vibe, and build with all the creative minds out there. You feel me?
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. I see that we're following each other, but we also didn't spoke before. And this is so cool. Crypto Radio, Crypto Beats Radio. Hey. That's amazing. Do you do you put music on your radio? Like, I mean, songs or only beats?
Everything.
Everything. Amazing. Amazing. What is music for you, Crypto Beat?
Music is my therapy. Music is my comfort zone. Music is my safe place, you know? It's like my sanctuary, you know what I mean? Music is universal. I think music is everything. You know, it's like math and English. The world wouldn't be what it was without music, you know?
Yes, definitely, definitely. And I think that every sound what you hear in the city or on the mountains is also music, you know, because you can hear how the wind is blowing, and then for example, in the ride, the wind blowing, you hear the sound in the front of you is the ocean, just noisy, and the other side is some bird just yelling. this is music too. For me, especially, yeah, and I agree with you. This is music; it's everything. Now, definitely everything, and this is amazing. I don't know what I would do without music, to be honest. Yeah, I don't know who I will be without music, and yes, I think that music just maybe saved me, helped me, and music, it's me. Music, it's me.
I think music saved everybody, because, you know, just think, if you didn't have music, you probably wouldn't watch TV or cartoons or movies, because all of those mediums and platforms require some type of sound, some type of music, some type of instrumentation. You feel me? So, you know, I think everybody would be lost in the taco sauce. You feel me?
Right. Yes. Yes, yes, definitely. It is. It is. And I'm so happy that music being in this world and different music and you can hear it. This is amazing. So, okay, guys, today we had a good talk about music, and I think it was a deep conversation. And I think that we will finish our space as time. And I just wanted to say that I really appreciate that you joined into our space. It's a weekly space from Spots and Me. And relaxing, chilling, and deep talk space. This is so cool. And I really appreciate that you join. Thank you, PowerPoint. Thank you, Dripheads, Accutech, CryptoBit, everybody who is here. And I hope that everything feeling so good today, and we're feeling good tomorrow, and over time you feel you will spread your love to the to the world. You feel good, so good inside of you. And healthy, drink more water, be happy. I really wish that everybody will happy and don't know about any problems. So make your music, be happy, be healthy, and spread your love to everybody. Okay, this is was Spots and me. Follow Spots, follow everybody, and stay in touch. Thank you, everyone. Much love.
Appreciate you all. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Good vibes, Seiko. All the best, everyone.
Peace.
Yep. Nice.
Good talk.
Good vibes, everyone.
Yeah, good vibes. Have a great day, evening, morning, and everything. Okay, talk to you later. Thank you, guys.